Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The highly anticipated drawing for the record $1.9 billion Powerball jackpot was delayed Monday night. Powerball officials released a statement early Tuesday morning saying one participating lottery is still processing its sales and play data and that all 48 participating lotteries are required to submit their data before the winning numbers can be drawn. The numbers should be announced sometime Tuesday. 435 House seats, 35 senatorial chairs, and 36 gubernatorial leaders will be chosen today in America. It's report card time, and we'll find out if Democrats will continue their exclusive power control in Washington, D.C. It's time for you to do your civic duty. Arizona GOP gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake had a suspicious powder mailed to her office, exposing some of her staff to come in contact with it. The FBI took the substance Monday, but has failed to let anyone know what the substance is. Ms. Lake on Fox News overnight.
The police showed up, the bomb squad showed up, firefighters and the FBI, and they took the envelopes. There were a couple of them at minimum, maybe more. And we were told they took them for testing. Now, this is the first time hearing that maybe they haven't. So maybe you know more about it than I do. I've been busy campaigning, and we've just been monitoring our staffers' health, and so far so good.
South Florida may not come through the end of the 2022 hurricane season, which ends at the end of the month, without a direct hit as a rare November storm heads for the state's Atlantic coast. Hurricane Nicole increased in intensity Monday, with the possibility of strong winds, rising waters, and flooding rain reaching parts of South Florida later today and for the next couple of days. Pennsylvania's Democratic senatorial candidate John Fetterman has filed a lawsuit against election officials Monday, demanding a change to the rules regarding undated and misdated absentee ballots. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
North Korea has flat out denied American claims that it's shipping artillery shells and ammunition to Russia for its use in its war against Ukraine and accused the United States of lying. The United States has accused North Korea, one of the most weaponized countries in the world, of supplying Soviet-era artillery shells to replenish Russian stockpiles that have been depleted. Bad news in the housing market. Tim Berg from our Phoenix Bureau explains.
Consumer confidence in the housing market is hitting an all-time low. Fannie Mae's monthly survey assessing attitudes towards owning and renting a home found just 16% of Americans said now is a good time to buy. That's the lowest share of respondents since the survey started in 2011. Meanwhile, the percentage of those who say now is a good time to sell fell from 59% to 51% in October. 37% of respondents said they expect prices to drop over the next year. The survey comes as high home prices and mortgage rates fuel affordability concerns. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Cygnus cargo spacecraft has run into some trouble on its way to the International Space Station as one of its two solar arrays failed to deploy. Northrop Grumman's Cygnus spacecraft had an early launch on Monday from Virginia's Space Mid-Atlantic Regional Spaceport. Officials believe it will reach the ISS on Wednesday with 8,200 pounds of cargo. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Bill Martinez.
Stop. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you, and we've got James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author and legal analyst. Hey, Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing fantastic. There's reason for optimism and gratitude.
Yeah, without a doubt. Maybe we might return and get our First Amendment right back with us. You know, that picture of Elon Musk carrying in the sink, you know, let that sink in. And, of course, you know, I like that picture better than the hammer that was used on Paul Pelosi, just saying.
Well, you know what? It's interesting that you bring up the Paul Pelosi story, because it's exactly what this Elon Musk story is all about. I mean, here's a news story that breaks out, and immediately politicians and the mainstream media set a narrative, and that narrative is not factual. And then other reports emerge, and it changes the entire picture. But immediately the social media steps in and labels these developing truths as conspiracy theory, and then starts attacking. And amazingly, Elon Musk himself entered this fray, and major headlines across the world are that Elon Musk retweeted conspiracy theories. And the story's still developing, but it's very obvious from the facts that have come out that are confirmed that the narrative that was set by Biden, by Elizabeth Warren, people in the party, and the entire mainstream media is false, blatantly so. And so this is why Elon Musk said it. And now Elon Musk has placed himself, I mean, he's got a huge target on him ever since he took over Twitter. And, of course, he did it. He's the boss. He acted like a boss. Several of the top executives of Twitter, people responsible for banishing and censoring the last 2.5 years, were fired instantly, fired for cause, which means they don't get their generous severance that they were counting on, and maybe not even their retirement, and they were escorted out in many cases. And so immediately, you know, Elon becomes this, I don't know how this is going to turn out, but I have to say we have to be a bit grateful. This is the richest man in the world, and yet he was blessed. He has a Christian view of money. Why do I say that? Well, he lives humbly. He does a lot of couch surfing and lives in small places. And he's said over and over again, he's not money motivated. And clearly he's not, because buying Twitter was not an economic purchase. It's not a good investment. He said, and I quote him, he said, "I'm doing this for humanity because I love humanity." Meaning, and he'd already said earlier when he, you know, bought a controlling stake in Twitter back when the rumors were there that he was going to take over, that he believes in free speech. He didn't believe it was the right thing to banish a sitting president.
Exactly.
And then leave on terrorists and pornographers and everything else that Twitter had. So what he's done is acting against his own interest. He is risking his wealth for the sake of humanity. And I see this as kind of miraculous.
Well, it's almost Trump-like, isn't it? Isn't it, in a sense?
Yeah.
I mean, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know if he's going to stick, but we're praying for him. Mm-hmm. And, it made me think about, it's interesting, we're going through this tribulation of dealing with a corrupt group of leaders being lied to for 2 years by people that we thought we trusted, seeing censorship and all this stuff. But then it's almost as if God is speaking to us.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the blue, in Virginia, a miracle takes place.
Right.
Youngkin and the Republicans swept Virginia, but who is it they beat? They beat a guy who has been a long time operative of the Democrat Party, guy that was a former governor, Terry McAuliffe,
right.
and a master of, let's say, unusual, unconventional political tactics. That's a miracle. What happened in Virginia was a miracle, and then we kind of move on and forget.
Yeah, and look at the Dalton and all of James. One, just a second. Another thing for people to embrace here: how much money was spent, on Terry McAuliffe's campaign versus that of Youngkin? That's another thing to consider, because this is what's going on across the country. Democrats are outstanding Republicans, in some cases 10-1. But it goes back to what you and I talked about. If you don't have the message, you better have money. For the Republicans, they've got message. Go ahead.
Exactly. Actually, the grassroots are beating the money sources. I mean, it happened with Kerry Lake. It happened in the primaries, and those are miracles. And then the Supreme Court, the Dobbs decision, and having John Roberts along for the ride and having a solid decision that overruled Roe versus Wade, that's a miracle. So we have to move forward with gratitude and optimism right now. Now, that doesn't mean, not continuing with the action. No, we have to
stay vigilant.
Every person that's listening to Bill Martinez has to vote and bring their friends and family to vote, because we need the big turnout. We've already seen the same signs of what happened before 2020. Mm-hmm. We hear about these thousands, in the case of Pennsylvania, hundreds of thousands.
Pennsylvania, wow, unbelievable. Yes, exactly.
Either by mistake or whatever they justify it as, and we see what happened in Brazil. We see we have the same anomalies in Brazil that we had in 2020. Mathematically, it's looking real weird over there, where the leftist Lula defeated Bolsonaro. So that means, we have to overwhelm as they did in Virginia, and we have to, and I think it's going to happen. I think the House is pretty much a lock. I think Nancy Pelosi is going to be able to have more time to spend with her family, which she needs to do right now.
Exactly.
And then, so she's not going to be Speaker. And I think the Senate it looks better every day for the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm feeling very positive, and it's going to be interesting.
That was interesting. Yeah, I thought it was interesting when Schumer was commenting about Georgia, for example, that he really kind of downgraded Herschel Walker. And then on the other hand, he talks about, the damage in Pennsylvania wasn't that bad, with the Oz debate. I don't understand how you define not that bad when you've got a candidate in Fetterman who was hard pressed to complete a sentence, not even a paragraph, but just a sentence, James.
No, it is. It truly is something out of a teenage comedy. It's like you don't expect, and I feel just a sense of sympathy, because this guy is a stroke victim.
And exactly.
He ended up it's very much like the candidacy of Joe Biden, except keep him away from the press enough, it appears.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We've got more from James after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9090. 2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, was recently shaken by a suicide bomber who injured over 20 people and killed at least four. The timing of this terrible attack coincides with the start of the Tide Race to Share the Gospel, a challenge that takes participants on a virtual 13-mile prayer circuit through the streets of Kabul. This terrible tragedy highlights the urgency of sharing the gospel, and we're grateful that race participants will be praying for these specific people at this precise location. We praise God for His divine guidance months ago when, even though we had no idea what would happen days before the race kickoff, He did. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in Afghanistan whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
After the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. James Hurston is with us, the New York Times bestselling author and legal analyst. James, what do you make? Here's Elon Musk going in with his sink, demonstrative operating piece, to make a point here, let this sink in. But the other thing that needed to sink in, and I think might be painful for him, is that some of the, the assets that Twitter had put forth were questioned. They knew that some of the, their you know, their database had to be cleaned up. A lot of, you know, you talk about misinformation and, you know, prejudicing an asset. I mean, that's against the law. And now he comes in, he finds out, oh, but there's more, huh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Though he immediately brought in his top coders, programmers, computer scientists from Tesla that he trusts and had them start combing. And they're still doing this, mm-hmm. going through the code. Then also, I'm sure he's looking at all the communications. I believe that another benefit out of Elon's acquisition of Twitter is that we're going to find out, much as we recently found out with Facebook, the government connections with big tech, that a lot of the censorship and banning took place at the request of government agencies, which this is very important to understand. That is slam dunk violation of the First Amendment, because the First Amendment essentially, when it comes to free speech, it says that legitimate speech cannot be suppressed, muzzled, what the courts call a prior restraint of speech, if the government does it. But it's okay, you know, if private companies do it. And that was the left's answer all the time. Yeah, these are private companies. Go start your own. And so now the shoe's on the other foot. And I think one of the benefits is we're going to find out which characters, which perpetrators from the government actually influenced or even ordered big tech to get rid of people. And that, to me, is another in a large mountain of scandals that the American people have to deal with. I mean, we have scandal overload with all the corruption that we've uncovered over the last couple of weeks. Obviously, it's not the mainstream media.
Oh no! No, they're running interference. That's what they continue to do.
With this, you know, the Paul Pelosi episode, because. Right. There are all kinds of, I mean, one of the key reports is something that people in law enforcement all understand this, lawyers understand this. The report said that there was a break-in into the home through the sliding door. And unfortunately, somebody posted photos, maybe it was a police photo, but you see the broken glass on the outside of the house. Now, if you're breaking in, that doesn't happen. If you're breaking out, that happens. So yes. You have that. You have the fact that now the 911 call was released, and Paul Pelosi knew the person's name, called him a friend, and he said the right name of the guy that was the hammer perpetrator. There were two hammers. Well, each of them, they were having a hammer fight.
They couldn't find their swords. Is that what happened? So, hey, we got a couple of hammers here instead of swords, I guess, you know, so you can't be Luke Skywalker, you know, hammer style.
I don't know. And the speaker is you know, an expert on getting hammered, but
I guess, but
it seems, there's a ton of unanswered questions, and all of a sudden, everything is being memory holed. It reminds me very much of what happened with Paul Pelosi with his DUI, where all of a sudden the police wouldn't release information.
Right.
They wouldn't release surveillance videos. And it went away. And that's what now they're trying to make it go away, because there appears to be a potential scandal here in our mountain of scandals.
Well, isn't he liable in any way? I mean, here you are. You're dealing with a DUI. You've got sentenced, and you say it went away, but I think he did receive some sort of sentence, and I think part of that sentence is that you can't go around getting drunk anymore, I guess. Maybe it's just drunk and drive. Maybe you can go ahead and get drunk in the privacy of your home. But from what I understand, they came from a nightclub, these two, and so after a happy little nightclub event, they grab some hammers, and they run around chasing each other in their underwear. It's bizarre.
I mean, we don't have all of that confirmed yet, but, you know, and this gentleman who he was he's friends with and he named, used to at least at one point in his life, work as a male prostitute. Mm-hmm. So, it's very unseemly. It's very shocking. Even,
yes,
I understand that Nancy Pelosi, supports LGBTQ plus rights and all that. Mm-hmm. But it's still shocking to me if, in fact, it turns out to be true that her husband is involved with a person like this, that person mm-hmm. is his friend.
Yes.
And that the man ends up getting injured with a hammer like that. So, but it's given birth. I mean, the memes on the internet are just absolutely—they're
brutal.
Hilarious. They're hilarious.
Well, they are. And the deal is, and it really points and reminds us of the potential debasement of all humanity. You know, take out the fear of God, and you can do some really bizarre things. And embrace evil to a dimension that you never thought possible.
It's when you put other things ahead of God, and particularly the pursuit of pleasure, which can turn into bondage. And it's mm-hmm. what the Christian church historically called disordered. Your mind is disordered,
yes.
Meaning it's leaning towards chaos.
Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely right. The debasement of our behavior has been encouraged by this neo-Marxism where mm-hmm. essentially the enemy is viewed by the neo-Marxists as Christianity because they want to destroy the family.
Exactly.
They want to destroy mm-hmm. what they call the patriarchy. But mm-hmm. the ultimate patriarchy happens to be our Heavenly Father.
Yes.
There's a reason why the Lord, when he walked the earth, told us to pray the most famous prayer in the world, our Father who art in heaven. And the neo-Marxists want to destroy that prayer, want to destroy that concept. That, of course, destroys the triune God, destroys fatherhood, motherhood, the family, the essence of Christian virtue and morality and meaning of life.
Mm-hmm.
But that is exactly what happened because the family was considered an enemy of the original Karl Marx teachings, but this neo-Marxism changed it. In the sense that, some people use the term cultural Marxism, that they would subvert all of the institutions of our culture. That includes entertainment, the media, academia, education. And we see it.
Yeah, how much more evidence do we need, James? I mean, the evidence is there, right? Go ahead.
Right. And then change the victims. The victims in the original Marx teachings were workers. Remember the slogan was workers of the world unite, which changed, this isn't working with the workers, so let's add women, minorities, gays, people in prison, anyone that we can say is oppressed, create that coalition of victims, and that's what the neo-Marxists, and basically that's all the people right now who are running this country into the ground.
Exactly.
I think Tom Cotton said in an interview over the weekend that this is decline by design.
Yeah, well, we've got to continue the conversation. James Herson, that's a wrap, the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst. Thank you, James. Have a great day.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms can mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The highly anticipated drawing for the record $1.9 billion Powerball jackpot was delayed Monday night. Powerball officials released a statement early Tuesday morning saying one of the participating lotteries is still processing its sales and play data and that all 48 participating lotteries are required to submit their data before the numbers can be drawn. The numbers should be announced sometime Tuesday. 435 House seats, 35 senatorial chairs, and 36 gubernatorial leaders will be chosen today in America. It's report card time, and will the Democrats continue their exclusive power in Washington, D.C.? It's time for you to do your civic duty. South Florida is bracing for Hurricane Nicole. She increased her intensity Monday with the possibility of strong winds, rising waters, and flooding rains reaching parts of South Florida later today. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
With you, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Robert Spencer is going to be joining us in just a few moments. He's the author of a new book, Who Lost Afghanistan? He also serves as director of Jihad Watch and is a Shulman Fellow at the David Horowitz Freedom Center. In his book, he writes Who Lost Afghanistan? A poignant look at how the refusal to take seriously the motivations of America's enemies in this global war on terror set off a 20-year slow-motion defeat that will impact U.S. national security for decades to come. He said the failure in Afghanistan came because the mission was wrongfully conceived, wrongfully executed, and wrongfully concluded. We might even say wrongfully led. You could throw that into the mix because it's much more complicated in terms of this whole situation. Because you know the Taliban is not just going to go away. I mean, we saw what happened even before America was fully deployed and out of Afghanistan. The Taliban moved quickly. It was underestimated by this administration. How quick? Remember, we were told, oh, it's going to take a matter of months. Nothing. I mean, it was a matter of days. I mean, a couple of weeks they were there to take over and take over all the equipment, all the military assets, the death of 13 American soldiers, and how many deaths there with, you know, Afghanis that had supported our efforts there for 20-some years, not to mention the shock of their families having to go through, particularly their daughters who were learning to drive and going to college, and now all that has just been, you know, destroyed and put up in flames because the Taliban has order over Afghanistan. No question whatsoever, and still to this day, there are Americans in Afghanistan still caught there, people that should be here in America that are not, people that should be in Afghanistan somehow made it on the planes to get out of Afghanistan and come into our country. And are they friend or foe? Do we really know these Afghanis who came, you know, on the planes that were rushed so quickly from what we understand from reports and emails and leaked information, was that it was such a poor job, a hasty job, because, you know, typical of the military leadership where it is right now and the civilian leadership. I mean, this is a problem, and I've had a problem with civilian leadership in the military ever since I was in the Marine Corps in Vietnam. I saw too many things happen, and they're all the wrong people. I mean, this is what happens when you get civilians involved. You get Vietnam. You get a departure from Afghanistan that was just absolutely hectic and chaotic and costly on so many fronts, not to mention, you know, what kind of image it did. What did it do to destroy or at least reduce the image of strength that America once held in the Middle East? I mean, this was a hot mess that continues today. And, oh, by the way, this supposed closed border that the Democrats would insist on or maybe even just ignore that is wide open. We've had 162 countries at least represented in those that have been caught at the border. And of course, there's an endless number of gotaways. I don't even know how they estimate it. I mean, you know, what the plus or minus validity of those numbers that they give us on getaways. I mean, there's a reason they get away, and they're good at doing this. They're good at subterfuge. So what kind of danger have we allowed through our open border? And of that, of those dangerous elements, how many of them are Taliban warriors who have come back and are waiting their time? They're waiting for just the right moment to attack the interior of America at a time when we also have this crazy sentiment to defund police. We are so vulnerable on all levels, on local law enforcement, because we've lost good people. Like as if somehow we could go to, you know, like we can go to Costco and go to aisle 13 and just find all these veterans of law enforcement that have 20, 30 years of experience. Once they're out the door, they're out the door, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, they may. We could only hope and be lucky that we might be able to get some of them back. And look what we lost. You know, we lost them for several reasons. Not only because they were abused and disrespected, and that we made them vulnerable, and all of a sudden they became targets to citizens that were allowed to, you know, somehow, you know, have guns, even though, you know, like, this is the thing that's so ludicrous. You know, we're trying to keep guns out of law-abiding citizens, but, boy, you know, the bad guys got the guns, and they're killing cops. I mean, just like people are lining up for that job. Boy, I want to go and provide for my family by putting my life on the line and then not even being supported by my government officials, my city officials, my state officials. No, let's just defund the police. Let's make it harder on them as if it's not enough. When what you're dealing with in controlling crime and fighting crime is life and death issue. It's a life and death issue. But these politicians think, oh, no, that's okay. We'll just get some social worker to come in and calm people down. Really? Are you kidding me? I mean, look what's happening in New York. We see every day, although Governor Hochul insists that there's no crime. She doesn't understand why people are so concerned about it. Maybe because we see so many people thrown in the front of subway trains there. We see women in broad daylight being sexually assaulted in broad daylight. I mean, there's no shame. There is no shame, there's no restraint by the element that's running rampant in New York. They get arrested, and then within 24 hours, they're released because of no bail. I mean, this is on its face, it's flat out ludicrous. But, you know, what do we think? We think, oh, we'll just keep on, you know, we'll keep on going, same old, same old. And nothing here to look at. And then, you know, Governor Hochul has the audacity to say that only in democratic states is crime being controlled. I mean, what? On what basis? On what empirical evidence can you make that statement? I mean, I don't know who's crazier, you or John Fetterman. And Fetterman's got an excuse. You know, is this what ideology has done to us? It has rendered us stupid? That we've lost our mind for the sake of power and control? And it's interesting how, you know, the other side, and I say there's sides here, there is sides, there's no doubt about it, insists that the other side is just interested in power and control. Says the person who was always interested in power and control. Oh, my goodness. You know, you, in one hand, you can't take this too seriously. On the other hand, we do have to take it seriously. A friend of mine referred to the fragility of America, and I disagreed with him respectfully. I don't think that we're fragile. Look at what we've overcome. 246 years. Boy, there's a lot of history here. What we've overcome, an American Revolution, Civil War, two world wars, conflicts. I mean, look, at we've been in more dire straits than right now. Because I believe that this is fixable where we are. We've got 330, 340 million Americans who still believe in the American dream. Forget about the party stuff. I mean, the party stuff has each other's throats. Really is about power and control for the politicians and the Beltway. But, you know, America's smarter than this. The cumulative intelligence. I love what John Tammany put this so brilliantly in perspective. Consider the cumulative intelligence of 330 million people compared to the intelligence of one Dr. Fauci. And I just use him as an example because he's part of bureaucracy, and clearly he's indictable because he flat out lied to us, right? We wanted to trust him. We think, oh, okay, here's a guy. He's spent his whole life. He knows vaccines. He knows all these dangers that have to do with this pandemic. You know, we should give him place, and we should listen to him. Until we realized that he was lying to us and he didn't know what he was talking about. I mean, here's this guy with all this. I mean, we have more common sense on the street, you know, and you might even say homeless people have more common sense because they know how to arrest the problem. But no, we get these people that supposedly are so intelligent. Let's put masks on our kids. Let's endanger them. Let's retard their educational process. All because, you know, we've got these great degrees from all these, you know, star-studded, you know, institutions of education. But this is what ideology does to us. It renders us stupid, no doubt. We've got more coming up. Stay right where you are. It's coming on 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
This report is sponsored by Janssen Pharmaceuticals, incorporated under CP308462V1. The average out-of-pocket prescription cost for insured patients has risen in the U.S. in recent years, despite overall drug prices remaining stable or even declining. One reason patient out-of-pocket spending has grown is a change in how health insurance is designed and how pharmacy benefits are managed. When a patient reaches their maximum amount for medication coverage on their insurance plan, they may hit a coverage gap, causing out-of-pocket prescription costs to suddenly increase. Patients on blood thinner medication shouldn't have to worry about missing doses because of an insurance coverage gap. There is a potential option available to help keep their blood thinner treatment plan on track. Dr. Daniel Slott is a senior vice president at the American Pharmacists Association.
Insurance plans can be complex and confusing, but patients shouldn't have to compromise their health because they can't afford their medications. Your pharmacist can help you find programs designed to help you afford your medications.
To learn more about coverage gaps, visit feelingwhen.com.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Back with you, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us sharing a part of your day. Having a little bit of communication connection problems. I don't know if it was the blood moon. Did you get a chance to see that? I got up early, purposely looking on where I at in Florida. Could not get a glimpse of it, so I had to rely on the TV shots of the blood moon. Interesting that the blood moon, as we talked about yesterday with Phil Hodgson-Piller from American Faith, that it would be the entrance to Election Day, midterms 2022. Just saying. You know, and you just wonder with things like this, because, you know, we're told that the star is the moon. I mean, God put them in order to give us an indication and to demonstrate some signs and wonders. So, you know, we'll see. And there's been interesting historic occurrences that have been associated with a blood moon. Just something for you to think, to consider, and maybe research for yourself. You know, as we suggest, the opportunity that we have here is for us to own our knowledge, not rely on somebody else's soundbite, even what we're talking about, you know, with great experts. I mean, we focus on having experts who come on the show, whether it's it has to do with politics, authors, best-selling authors, issues of importance regarding the culture. You know, people have long-standing track records. That obviously, I mean, if you've listened to any of these interviews that we have, these are notable individuals, very smart. But, you know, I don't bring them on to say, okay, this is the end of the story. No, this is the beginning of it. The beginning starts when you are motivated to check this out for yourself to see, okay, what's going on? You know, with Robert Spencer and his book, Who Lost Afghanistan? I mean, 20 years, 20 plus years. And all that was invested in this, and we walked away. I mean, it's I'll tell you, it's just a bit, you know, a bit frustrating and embarrassing that we're you know, in this situation, because in some regards, this is Vietnam all over again, what we've done. And you know, and to me, it's hard to look in their face after what we've done and how we've misserved them. And there's no doubt. I mean, this is an issue of leadership, and this is what concerns me, frankly, that here we are. We're potentially in a situation where we could realize wars, you know, a war with Russia, a war with China. We're already in a war with China. We just can't define it as such, but clearly the Chinese are doing everything they can to, you know, from the inside out, to hijack this American dream and to neuter us so that they could be the world power. They are envious of America's position. Fortunately, we have a voter politic, an electorate that's stronger than the leadership of this country. And this is where, you know, I say this, you know, when you look at the birthright of America and consider those three most powerful words that are spelled out in our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution, we the people, we the people. Okay, I understand, you know, here it is, Election Day today, and some people have the concept that we elect these officials and then it becomes we, the elected elites. No, it was never intended that way. It was always intended that we, the people, would be in charge. Now, if we subordinate our interest and turn them over to the elites, you get the ruling class that we have today, which is nothing. I mean, which is abhorrent. It is antithetical to what our founding fathers, what the pilgrims, even before them, what they envisioned for America. Okay, it's self-accountability. We're accountable. Okay, you know, not Joe Biden. You know, he's elected or selected, however way you want to argue that case. There's still, you know, the reason I'm laughing is I have a dear friend who's just, you know, I don't want to say he's beside himself. He's very animated, and I appreciate that, about, you know, quote unquote, the big lie and, you know, and the Republicans, you know, problem with accepting what happened in 2020. And I reminded him, I said, well, just in recent era, think about it. You know, we had 2000 with Bush-Gore. And the Democrats, you know, were election deniers, so to speak, based on their own definition of election denying. It happened again in 2004 with Bush. Again, the second term, they denied it. Of course, in 2016 with Donald Trump. And they denied it to the point that they spent, I don't know, upwards of $70 million of the people's money to come up with and pursue a document that they knew was false to begin with. They knew it was Oppo research. It was something that Hillary Clinton had presented. You see, and nobody goes to jail. They're off scot-free. Hillary Clinton destroys evidence. They're off scot-free. You know, Peter Navarro just happens to be, by association, close to President Trump, and they put the guy in leg irons. I mean, what's wrong with this picture? See, but this is what our government... When you subordinate to a ruling elite class, then we become like a dictatorship. You know, and people say, well, we're afraid. You know, some have said on the left, oh, we're afraid of becoming a banana. No, don't be afraid of becoming one. We are one. You know, based on the things that are happening. But, you know, getting back to this earlier point about the fragility of democracy, you know, I don't think it's, you know, people want, you know, they want us to believe, oh, it's so fragile. Are you kidding me? We've got too many American citizens that fortify the foundation and this idea of the American dream. You know, but the elites, they want us to believe that, oh my gosh, it's so fragile. Maybe fragile in their eyes, and probably that's why they need to no longer be in leadership. Because they have deluded themselves. I mean, if you think not, just all you got to listen to what they say. I don't care if it's Barack Obama, Bill Clinton. I mean, Joe Biden almost doesn't count because I don't, you know, with all due respect, I just don't believe the president has a grasp of reality because of his dysfunction. It is a health dysfunction. And I'm sorry on many levels. I'm sorry for him as a person. I'm sorry for us as a country that he's our leader. And his leadership has compromised us in so many ways. I mean, heck, you know, we don't need to be energy independent. Oh, we don't need to be energy independent. Okay, so what is going to replace energy in the meanwhile until you come to this dream? Or the American people just has to suffer because of the vision that you have? And even this vision that you have, there's no ray of sunshine that you can present to us and say, look at, okay, we've got a couple years. We're gonna have to deal with a couple of rough years here. But let me tell you, year three or year four, it is going to be roses, rainbows, and unicorns. I mean, it's just going to be awesome. You don't even get that. Because there's no empirical evidence to lead you to believe that in a reasonable period of time, we would be able to transition from fuel to green energy and be all the better for it. I mean, are you convinced? Are you seeing some data that I just have questions. I have questions about what's going on. And here we are, supposed to believe them that somehow they know better. And, you know, we went through 2.5 years. Again, I believe COVID, after everything is all said and done, COVID is going to be realized as an incredible revelatory agent and catalyst for our country. Not only did it expose public education, and now public education is scrambling for its life as it should, and you talk about reforming an institution, public education needs to be greatly reformed. And already, people, because we're losing time, and we don't have time to reform education, it's not going to be reformed overnight. So what the parents can do is take the money and run. Hopefully in some of these states that are allowing the educational money to go with the child, that's awesome. Because you can make your own decisions and take your child out, put them in a private school, take that stipend, that money, that allocation, and use it much wiser for your child's education. Homeschooling also becoming a dramatic exodus and alternative for parents who are finding out, you know, as we talked with Sam Sorbo, and Sam's been, you know, she's been championing this cause for years, and understanding, because I went through it myself, and it seems a bit foreboding. You, oh my gosh, how am I going to be able to homeschool? I got everything else to do, and it's amazing the complement network that's available of other families in the same situation as you're in, and how they're coming alongside one another in neighborhoods, finding out, hey, this mom knows history. She's really good at history, so she's going to lead the neighborhood kids in history for this particular element of the curriculum. Oh, this mom's got math. Oh, my goodness, she sleeps numbers. Man, she is a STEM genius, and she's going to handle that portion of the class with the neighborhood kids. I mean, the interactivity and the networking that's happening in neighborhoods across this country because of the ingeniousness of 340 million people. The cumulative, not relying on, you know, the Dr. Fauci's or the Weingartner's, you know, the educational teachers union and all that sort of thing that are only interested in preservation of their ideals and their power and control, not serving the kids. So all this is, you know, all this is a result of COVID. And then these, you know, these health, so-called health experts that we thought, and all the things that we got canceled for that said, oh, you can't say that. That's misinformation. Well, what happens when the big lie is no longer the big lie? It's actually the big truth. Or the big conspiracy is no longer a conspiracy. It's really the truth. Or this misinformation that you claim is misinformation because, you say we should be open to other people's ideas, and then you're shocked because other people have ideas. And you know what? They're even better at times. Imagine that, huh? And it just goes on and on. Well, thank you so much for being with us. We've got more coming up. Stay right here.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today is the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.